Hey everybody, I am back from the Tetons. It was an amazing trip. Let me just say, it was amazing. If you don't believe me, just look at that. That is one of the lakes that we were by, and it is just an amazing, amazing place. If you've never been out to the Tetons, I would definitely recommend you get out there because it's like no other. It's so, so beautiful. So I wanted to get on a little bit and talk about this. So this audio and video will be a couple different places. It's going to be at my audio journal, which will be linked in the YouTube video description, as well as on the Andy's Camping Tips YouTube video. So I wanted to just kind of talk a little bit about that. And so if you're just listening on my audio journal, you've probably don't know that I have a Andy's audio or Andy's Camping Tips YouTube channel. And so beforehand, before I went to the Tetons, I went and I did a kind of prep and said what I was going to do, what I was going to take, and what the trip was about. And so this is kind of a recap of that, kind of me talking about my trip. This is not a full on recap. We will be recapping on the Dudes and Dads podcast here shortly. We will be talking about wonder and awe and just what that means for us as men, as humans. And so I wanted to come on a little bit and talk about the camping part of this right now. So this is mainly about the camping. And again, what I did is we were camping at a couple different sites. We were camping down by the lake. There's two primitive sites down there. And when I say primitive, I mean like they're not like you park at a parking lot and then you hike down a half a mile hike, and there's two sites right by the water, and they have no running water, they have no toilets, they have no nothing like that. So that's what I mean by primitive. I mean real, real primitive, right? You have to, you can take your car up to the lodge if you really want to, or do your business by digging a hole and burying yourself. But so this is actually the first site that we were at. This is, that's my hammock set up there. Hammock set up right there. The first site, what I did is right before I left, I had a underquilt that I bought. I've never used an underquilt for a hammock, and so I went ahead and bought one because I know that was your hammock camping. It takes a little bit of, it takes a lot of, strength to keep, not strength, but warm, to keep warm, because you are essentially, the wind is underneath you and can blow underneath you. So the air is underneath you, so it gets cold at night. And it's kind of hard to sleep in a hammock with a sleeping bag just because the materials kind of are slippery, if you will. And so you end up kind of sliding around, and it's just not it just gets really cold. So sleeping bag is not the best way to go. Although one of the people on our trip, this is their first hammock camp, and they just had a sleeping bag, nothing else, in a hammock. But for me, what I ended up doing was, so I had my underquilt, and then I had a bug net, which you'll see later in a picture if you're watching this on YouTube. But then I had a rain tarp. And so all of this was set up, and we had kind of a couple different people right around this little area to camp, or to, you know, where their hammocks were hung. One of the nice things that I liked about it is, let me go ahead and finish talking about the hammock. So the hammock was, the first night I was there, I had my underquilt. It felt warm, and I was like, you know, it's not, I don't really want to have a sleeping bag on because it's going to get too warm. So I just covered up with a towel that I had, and that was kind of a mistake. In the middle of the night, it ended up being 42, 41 degrees, so it got really chilly. So underneath my rain fly, my sleeping bag just sitting right outside there. And so in the middle of the night, I unzipped my bug net, I pulled out my sleeping bag, and I unzipped it, and I kind of covered myself. The difference is, though, my sleeping bag is a mummy style, and so it can't completely unzip, and it also has a like a hood thing on it to go over your head. And so that was a little bit weird. But after I did that, I slept perfectly warm. It was nice. The thing with hammock camping, people don't realize is it's really comfortable because you don't have any pressure points. You can sleep on your side. I did that some, not just on your back. But one of the things that I wanted to talk up a little bit about was this, between these two trees here, I had it's basically like a nylon rope that has loops in it. And so I put that up there, and then I can hang my equipment from it. So if you're watching on YouTube, this video is showing that I have my hiking sticks, my bag for my camp chair, which I ended up using for a like dirty clothes bag as I was in camp. I didn't take my chair with me anywhere. And then the person next to me ended up hanging their pack from it too. I put my pack underneath my rain tarp, just kind of kept it dry. I know that the pack itself has a rain fly on it, so that wasn't a big deal, but I didn't end up using mine there. So then we were the idea originally was to hike up and over one of the mountains and hike to our new campsite, and while doing that hike, sleep in the wilderness. And so, but the week before that, our guide said, you know, it was super smoky from the fires, I think in California. And so he said, if it was hard for him to breathe. So we didn't do that. What we ended up doing was driving the 2 hours around. And then we were able to go from there, unload some of the stuff from our packs, and hike up and camp at a new spot. And I made a calculated risk, I suppose. I didn't want to take since I was trying to unload all of the weight from my pack, and I didn't want to take all of my weight because I had my underquilt, I had my sleeping bag, I had my bug net and my hammock, and then the clothes for the day. I didn't want to take my rain fly, and so I didn't. So this was the view from my second spot, and it was just, again, a beautiful sight. What you're seeing here is the very first time that I put my hammock up. I didn't actually put the bug net up for a little bit. I just sat down in it, and once I hung my hammock, I sat down in it and relaxed a little bit, and then I got campsite set up. And so again, when you're hiking in backcountry like this, you need to be able to carry everything in and back out and have a bear bag to put all of your stuff in, because there is bears out here in the wilderness and we didn't want them to get our food. So and then as you can see here, I have my bug net. I just used my bug net and my underquilt. I didn't use my rain fly, and so I wanted to keep there was flies out there that were biting, and so I definitely wanted to keep from getting bit with those. So I put my bug net up. The risk pretty much paid off, benefits wise. It was great because I could see the sky beautifully, like the stars and everything were awesome up there. And it only rained a tiny bit of the time we were there. It was like one in the middle of the night, it was like 30 seconds or a minute or something like that, and then the rain was going. It wasn't even that hard of a rain. It was pretty easy on that. I didn't find myself being too wet, so that was nice, because I didn't really want to wake up wet. But I the risk was worth the reward of not taking my rain fly, just because I didn't want to get that. I didn't want to carry it, and I wanted to be able to see the skies. So that was the view from the overnight. So then we went, and this is kind of just a quick summary of this. You know, I'm only there's so much to talk about and so much that we experienced on this trip. But again, this is really mostly about my recapping my camping part of this actual trip. And so after that, we hiked back down and we camped in, I'm going to say, a primitive campground. There was camp spots, you know, lots of them, but it didn't have water or electric or anything like that on our site. So we had water spigot that wasn't too far from us, But then we also had, you know, a vault toilet. So there was some place to go if we needed to. And that we were only there one night and then we broke camp and left. But it was, yeah, one of the cool things about all the other times we were going is when you're so relying on, there's no really good water source. So you're just really just setting, like you have no good, even the first campsite or when we were backcountry camping and hiking, you can take water with you. So I had, in my day trips before we, you know, when we had a base camp, I had a small little day pack backpack that had a water bladder in it. And I was able to take that and fill that up before the hike, drink on the hike, whatever. But on our overnight trip, I couldn't take that. So I put the water bladder itself inside my actual hiking backpack, because the hiking backpack has a spot for that also. One of the things that we did is we had a water filtration system, and this is one of the things that I would like to get in the future because it was an amazing. So we had one different kind of water filtration system for the camp. It was a 3-liter bag. It looked kind of like an IV, and then it had a filter in the bottom of it and then a hose. And so we had a 5-gallon like Jerry water can, and we just filtered into that. And then as you were needing water, you just walked up and hit the spot on it, and you were able to get all the water you need. And we were able to have, you know, 5 gallons of water at a time if we wanted to. And then when we were on the trail, we also took that so we could fill our backpacks. But there's some people had a personal life straw, which works well, except for you have to be at the water source. So that works well if you're there at the water source and you're going to drink. But if you're trying to keep hiking, you need to gather water for yourself. And so that's why we took the bigger one with us. But I think one of the things that I would like to get is, because we naturally kind of separated based on our skills and abilities and kind of we weren't all together. There was a lot of people hiking on that overnight trip, and so we weren't all together. And so what we ended up doing was taking, like, the problem was is that you ended up not having, you had to wait for somebody to come so that you could get the water from them to filter. And so one of the things that I saw somebody else have was a Nalgene bottle, but then it had a filter straw in it. So you could just walk up, scoop up water out of the river and then drink it. And so that worked really well for those when we got separated and we didn't need to wait for the bigger filter to come through to fill our packs. You could just grab that and go, and you had the water that you needed to keep hiking. So those are a couple of things that I would like to purchase here in the future. I'd like to get an overquilt too, because I noticed that my sleeping bag is not very great because it gets slippery again, and so it wants to slide off of you in your hammock and slide off, you know, to the bottom of the bug net. And so that was, well, my underquilt worked well. I would like to have an overquilt too that I could use and be able to just be able to not have to take my sleeping bag also, because I think it, for one, would pack down smaller, as well as not needing to take a sleeping bag. So that would, I think, help a little bit better for sleeping in the hammock. Again, if you've never slept in a hammock, it's amazing. This is the first time that I had been in like camping in bear country, and so I have to admit I was a little bit worried about that, but it was okay. It was definitely not that big of a deal. We had bear spray. We had plenty of cans of bear spray. And so as long as you took care of yourself and followed the rules, it didn't feel really unsafe. And so you obviously don't want to provoke the bears. You don't want to try and get a selfie with them. You don't want to try and get close to them, especially if they have a cub. But we were able to, you know, stay in groups, stay on the marked trails, things like that. And that worked well. But it is, there's definitely reminders of it all around, because you see bears, you see signs of people who they are still missing because they were kayaking or whatever and got off and they found the kayak but not the person. And so there's definitely constant reminders of needing to stay on trail, needing to be with somebody, needing to have bear spray, things like that, too, as you're in the the wilderness. So yeah, it was an amazing trip. I would definitely recommend it for anybody. And again, if you've never done a hammock camp, that's really the way to go. It's fun and it sleeps well.